Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage, push button, get calls. That's what happens when you talk about quarterbacks. And I've been doing so because of the NFL's all-time QB list. I mean, I could have just, you could always do it. It'll always work. But the NFL puts out their finalists for the all-time QB. 10 guys on the list. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino. Notable absences are Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. I would say they're the first two that pop out. In my mind, as Elway's on there. Steve Young is another guy I would have up on the list. Obviously, Mahomes and Jackson are guys you think could eventually be there. But the question I've asked off of this is whether or not people actually believe what is the consensus that Tom Brady's the greatest ever. Because this shouldn't really be a discussion, right? It should be Tom Brady. But if it is a discussion, then that means people don't actually believe that Brady's the greatest QB of all time. Do you? 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Lou in Detroit. Lou, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
Happy holidays to you, and happy new year coming up.
Same to you.
Listen, before I get started, I got to address one of the most inaccurate statements in the history of sports talk radio. I'm going to go back a few calls and address my man that was talking about Montana. First of all, Joe Montana was never known for his feet. He was never, ever known for his footwork. Matter of fact, Montana was slow. Montana would stand in the pocket and just thread the needle and just methodically destroy you that way. But he was never known for his feet. And the particular Super Bowl that he's talking about is, I believe, Super Bowl 17. The 49ers were never three touchdown underdogs.
Yeah, I did hear that. I kind of just let that one slide. I was like, there's no way that was true.
No, they were never three touchdown underdogs. They were always the favorite. In that particular Super Bowl, they beat Miami 38-16, which was Dan Marino's second year under Don Shula in Miami. They beat him 38-16. Trust me when I tell you, Vegas ain't that inaccurate. There's no way a three-touchdown underdog would ever beat you 38-16 in the Super Bowl. No way. Now, let's get to the GOAT, which is Tom Brady. I'm hearing all this chatter. I'm hearing all this rhetoric. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. The man is 6-3 in the Super Bowl. He's in position to win his seventh. I'm not saying he's going to do it. He's in position to do it. He will be in his 10th Super Bowl, okay? If you follow football, the New England Patriots before Tom Brady were the Pats, the Patsies, because the couple Super Bowls they went to, they got manhandled. And Belichick, yes, Belichick did come to the Patriots. He failed in Cleveland. Let's not forget that. That goes on his record. That's on his service jacket. He failed in Cleveland. He came to New England. His first year, he was 6-10. Drew Bledsoe got hurt. He was forced to put in Brady. End of story. You're the greatest coach because I'm the greatest quarterback. Okay? Tom Brady's a winner. Period. He's a winner. Came in the league winning. Okay? Before he got there, he was with Michigan, and I'm biased because I'm a Wolverine, but he beat Alabama in the Orange Bowl. He showcased his talents in the Orange Bowl and beat Alabama. He came to New England and took them to the Super Bowl and kept taking them to the Super Bowl and kept taking them to the Super Bowl and kept taking them to the Super Bowl and still got them in position in, what, his 19th, 20th year to get to the Super Bowl. And all this other stuff that everybody's talking about, well, here's the deal, beating. I heard a guy say Malcolm Butler delivered a Super Bowl. I heard a guy say Adam Vinatieri is two on his feet. Whatever. And if he cheats, then beat him. Find a way to beat him. He keeps finding a way to reinvent himself. And I want to ask this. Name the Hall of Fame running back that played with Tom Brady. Other than Randy Moss, give me the Hall of Fame wide receivers. Tell me, did he have an 85 defense like the Bears?
There's plenty of – he's had some great defenses. But there are plenty.
He never had a shutdown defense.
Well, this year, I mean, they kind of have a shutdown defense, all things considered. And the first couple Super Bowls, it wasn't the offense that really made it happen. Look, there are plenty of arguments for Brady. Really, I mean, like you said, switch the receivers, switch the cast of characters around. Just the resume itself is enough of an argument for Brady. So I understand you're getting a little irritated that so many people aren't choosing Brady. And there is this, I think the you know, you could almost put this on I do a bit about the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits and ranking QBs is on there. But another track, it might not be the top hit, but an album cut for sure is who's more responsible for the Patriots' success, Brady or Belichick. And there are those who would say, hey, you know, you're giving all Belichick all this credit. Well, Belichick wasn't anything in Cleveland, and he wasn't anything until he got Tom Brady. Meanwhile, there are others that would say, look at Matt Castle year in New England when Brady was out. So those two are each other's greatest strength and really each other's greatest enemy in a lot of ways. But there are plenty of reasons to argue for Brady. Now, as far as the talent around him, he has had some. Now, Randy Moss wasn't there long, but he was still Randy Moss. Rob Gronkowski is probably the best ever at his peak at his position. So there have been plenty of talented guys there, but it hasn't been littered with Hall of Famers on the offensive side of the ball, at least at the skill positions. Gary in Jacksonville. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Happy New Year, Robin. A few things. First of all, congratulations to my 72 Dolphins, voted the greatest team in NFL history. So, Brady, Tommy fans, Tommy, even with all the cheating, never went undefeated, Tommy. Hey, Robin, that guy that talked about the Patriots and the cheating, definitely a factor. That's got to be in part of when you talk about Tom Brady's legacy and the Patriots' legacy, has to be brought up. And the fact, but the 49ers, that guy that talked about the 49ers, they had a lot of allegations of fudging and cheating on the salary cap and manipulation of the salary cap, which many people never mentioned, which was a fact in both the Broncos championship teams and the 49er championship teams. I think even DeBartolo got into hot water at some point, you know, the executive there. So there were a lot of shenanigans with the 49ers. And, Robin, I'll just go to what, you know, as a lover of Dan Marino, what Brett Favre said, Dan Marino was the greatest pure passer I've ever seen play. And if he had been able to play under today's rules, he threw for 5,000 yards when you could mug receivers, Robin. He could throw for 6,500 in his prime.
But when you say he's the best pure passer you've ever seen, do you also think he's the best quarterback you've ever seen? Because those two things can be different.
Definitely. If he had the same talent around him that those other guys had, he would have won just as much.
I mean, look, that's, again, I bring up my dad. I brought him up earlier. That's the same thing he would say, that Dan Marino is the best quarterback he's ever seen. I'm just surprised how many different answers other than Brady we've gotten. And, you know, maybe the Brady people don't feel the need to call in, but we've only had a couple people say definitively it's Tom Brady, which is interesting to me. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to James in Chicago. James, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, Robin. Hey, just a heads up, too, if you have, like, a rebuttal after I'm done, I don't have you on a local feed. I got the radio.com app right now, so I'll lose you.
Okay.
I agree with the last caller with Marino. I think he did the most with the least. You know, the one caller before was talking about what running back did Brady ever have that was a Hall of Famer. He may not have had – well – he may not have had a Hall of Famer for sure, because I don't think Curtis Martin played with him. But he had Corey Dillon for a while, who was very good, even though he wasn't in the prime of his career anymore.
Yeah.
But I can't even remember a running back Dan Marino had, and that was like my heyday of football, that era. Some guys who were also left off the list that didn't get mentioned, I think, are Fran Tarkenton, Troy Aikman, Jim Kelly, Donovan McNabb. I mean, there's Warren Moon. There's a lot of guys who weren't mentioned on that list that could be considered omissions. You're talking about if you go to your finals in your sport and you lose, that can really be held against you. Well, then Jim Kelly should shoot up the list because he went to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Which is good, but he didn't win either. Like, I mean, when I was saying that
point, I agree.
It's like these guys have won just because they lost a couple shouldn't be a drawback. It's actually an accomplishment to make it there.
No, I agree. But, I mean, say, for example, you put Marino on that Bills team. I don't think they're losing 4 straight Super Bowls. That's obviously my opinion. And then I do disagree with you that Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes will ever be on the, quarterback list for the greatest 100 players of all time because this was the anniversary list marking 100 years. Now they might be added to the 200-year list, but they can't ever be added to the 100-year list.
I mean, look, also, I don't think anybody's comparing Marino and Jim Kelly. No disrespect to Jim Kelly, but I think almost everybody acknowledges he's on another tier. I think with Marino, it's a question of whether, he was actually as good as the guys we consider the best, but the supporting cast he had wasn't. Where are the Brady people? Where are the people who think Tom Brady's the best? It shouldn't be that hard to find you. 855-212-4227. Or does the general sports fan not agree with what I thought was the consensus that Tom Brady is the all-time top QB? It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, getting your opinions on the best quarterback of all time, who should be the all-time QB on the all-time NFL team. And notably absent from many of the answers is Tom Brady, which was the thought experiment I was going for. How many people actually believe the consensus opinion that Brady is the greatest? Let's go to Liz in South Carolina. Liz, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello and good morning, everyone.
Good morning to all. Hey, what's up, Liz?
Well, so I'm going to come from a female's perspective and just say I'm hearing a lot of denial and animosity this morning. if you're calling in and you're not admitting that Tom Brady's the best quarterback, you're just not accepting it. You're in denial. The proof is out there. And I wanted to address the argument about cheating. Like, America was built on cheating. Name an artist that doesn't steal a lyric. Name
the president. I'm sorry.
Exactly. So there are losing teams to cheat. We're not going to put the microscope on them because we don't care. And we have never seen a team go to the Super Bowl so many times and do what Tom Brady has been able to do. I mean, he is still giving us rushing yards in his very mature age. He's still surprising us like he did against the Kansas Chiefs, 17 yards. He's still putting down like 53 rushing yards per year.
53 rushing yards. Yeah.
Hey. Come on. I'm just saying, he's getting it in. So for all of you out there that don't want to accept that he is the greatest quarterback, the numbers don't lie. And if he does win again this year, if we do go to the Super Bowl this year, you're not even going to be surprised. No one's surprised. He's the GOAT.
I certainly won't be surprised. It's perfectly reasonable to say he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's where I would eventually land. The resume would speak for itself. I don't think I'd go with rushing yards in my argument. Also, that was pretty funny. She sort of spun cheating into a positive there. they cheated, but so does everyone. In order to win, you got to cheat. With Brady, that's part of the whole legacy, too. It is. It's just where you actually put it on the list of things. Like, is it near the top of things where you go, I don't completely recognize everything the Patriots have done because of the cheating? Or is it near the bottom where you're like, yeah, they're the greatest, but you got to mention in the footnotes that they cheated? Let's go to Andre in Jackson, Mississippi. Andre, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Robin, how you doing, man?
What's up, Andre?
Man, I am shocked. I am surprised about this. Why people are not picking Tom Brady?
Yeah,
I am a diehard San Francisco 49er fan. Yeah, it used to be Joe Montana, but now it's Tom Brady. Did anybody watch the Atlanta Super Bowl? How he brought the team back after he played his worst half ever? So I got to give the man credit. I agree with the list of the best quarterbacks for the 100 years because you got to give the older guys some credit, too. Only debate I have is Drew Brees, but you can't put everybody on the list. So I got to go with Tom Brady. And you tell that other caller, Joe Montana did run around and scramble the first 5 years of his career until he got knocked out against the Giants. He did scramble. So the debate is over. Tom Brady is the best.
All right. Joe Montana's running ability has come up more than I would have thought before. How about Caesar in Dallas? Caesar, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Caesar?
Hey, what's up, Robin? You know, I think all these people are just New England haters or, you know, Tom Brady haters. And, you know, they just don't want to give him credit for what he's done, you know, his whole career. You know, nobody expected him to win 6 Super Bowls. When he came out the league, you know, at least I didn't. You know, I didn't even think he was going to last 10 years. And now look,
I certainly did not expect Tom Brady to win 6 Super Bowls when he entered the league. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect him to win one. You know, I heard a caller saying, "Oh, it's because of his own line." Come on, now you're digging a little too much. You know, Kyle. So you gonna say Troy Aikman wasn't a great quarterback because of Emmitt Smith and the great old line the Cowboys had? I think just some calls are just nitpicking too much. Yeah, Bill Belichick is his head coach, but, you know, he controls the defense. He doesn't control the offense. So I think you got to give credit to both of them. You know, without one of the other, the Patriots wouldn't be where they are right now. So you got to give Bill Belichick his credit, and especially Tom Brady. You know, he's the one executing the plays. And then I heard another caller saying, oh, his receivers are always open. Well, they're supposed to get open. You know, that's what you have offensive coordinators, you have wide receiver coaches to make plays, to execute them, and the quarterback has to execute them and complete the passes, you know?
Look, no doubt, right? Like, I mean, there's a fine line between it being a legitimate conversation about how much Brady's career has been elevated playing for Belichick and the Patriots versus it being an attempt to discredit or hate on him. It's a fine line. But it seems, and maybe this is emotion getting in the way, that more people than I expected believe that at least in large part, Brady's greatness has been enhanced by his situation more so than simply the truth being he's the best quarterback that they've seen. Again, you're right. There could be some dislike factored in there, or, you know, a not wanting it to be true, you know, wishful thinking added in there. Let's go to Tommy in Wisconsin. Tommy, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, good morning, Robin. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
So yeah, I'm a Packer fan by heart, and Aaron Rodgers would definitely be on my Mount Rushmore. However, Tom Brady, there is no way to argue. I mean, he is clearly the man. I mean, we got not just 6 Super Bowls, but we got 17 title divisions in a pretty darn tough division.
Mm-hmm.
The most most touchdowns thrown to different receivers, most yards in regular season. I mean, this guy owns a lot of records. I don't buy the whole cheating thing. I mean, deflating a ball of half a pound, is that really going to make a difference? I don't buy that. You know, usually.
Well, I mean, that is a legitimate thing. Like, how much it actually helped is a legitimate question. My follow up to that is always: if they didn't think it helped, they wouldn't do it, right? And whether or not you buy how much it helped, you have to buy, I think, at this point, that it happened. And it was something that he did do.
The one thing I'll say is, you know, who always yells, "Well, they cheated. Well, they cheated." It's losers. You know,
sure. But they did cheat also. I mean, like, it's also true.
Well, not. If you get caught, if your team gets caught, your team gets signals stolen, they try to steal signals on every game at every level.
But the Patriots have gone and done it with illicit methods. You know, like, I'm not even saying I believe that how much it's helped them. I don't know, you know, that answer. I don't know. Because I'm simultaneously able to say that the Patriots are the greatest dynasty I've ever seen and cheaters. Like, those two things are simultaneously true. But I'm not going to just dismiss, you know, the accusations of cheating as if they're hating on the Patriots when they've been caught multiple times cheating. Like, you could dismiss it and say, I really don't think that made that much of a difference. It was just them being, like, extra. That is fair. But as far as saying it's not a thing, well, it is, in fact, a thing. It is, in fact, a thing. That's just, you know, it's just reality.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
Yeah. Pop culture. I got some movie reviews I could give later. I saw a couple movies over the break. Uncut Gems and Jumanji 2. You want to hear the reviews now? Anthony, you want reviews?
I haven't seen either of those flicks.
I can give you reviews.
They worth seeing, Robin?
Yeah, both, actually. Uncut Gems is a great sports movie. I mean, for sports, it's a great... I was cheering on some scenes from a game I've actually seen before that is weaved into the movie. It gives me some, like, Tarantino-esque vibes, like early Tarantino. Very anxiety-inducing, very chaotic and frenetic. I could see Adam Sandler's character being one of those characters that lives beyond this movie, you know, that people call back to and reference the character, Howard Ratner, over the years. But, yeah, I get the hype. My wife didn't like it as much. She thought, you know, I told her, let's go see the Adam Sandler movie. And she thought we were going to see, like, you know.
Something totally different.
Yeah, something with Jack and Jill or something. No,
that's a great movie, too.
Is it? No. You know, there are some great Adam Sandler comedies. That would not be one of them. But, yeah, I liked it quite a bit. And at its core, in many ways, it's a sports movie. It's like a crime movie. It's like a crime thriller / sports movie. And then the other one I saw is Jumanji. What's it called? The Next Level or something like that. It was very enjoyable. Very enjoyable for what it was. You know, like, it had, like, any movie like that, there's, like, some parts you're like, all right. But considering the kind of movie I knew it was, considering we watched it with the whole family and everything, I enjoyed it quite a bit. And Kevin Hart was tremendous. I won't say I'm, like, even the biggest Kevin Hart fan. That's the most I've ever liked Kevin Hart in a movie before. He is absolutely great and hysterical in that movie. I guess I could spoil a little bit because I think it's in the trailers. I didn't even know until I started watching the movie. So, you know, they go into Jumanji and they're all like the video game characters, right? So in the first one, the football player becomes Kevin Hart. Like, he's the football player high school guy and he becomes Kevin Hart. And he's like, oh, I'm this weak little zoologist. But in this one, they introduce the older characters, Danny DeVito and Danny Glover. And Danny DeVito is the grandfather of the main character, and Danny Glover is Danny DeVito's partner in a restaurant they used to own. Whatever, it doesn't really matter that much. And they go into the Jumanji world, and Danny DeVito becomes The Rock, and Danny Glover becomes Kevin Hart. So that was a nice twist that gave you the bulk of the movie's like that. And so The Rock playing Danny DeVito is pretty interesting. But Kevin Hart playing Danny Glover is absolutely hilarious. And that is my review of Uncut Gems and Jumanji.
Two questions, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sandler, is it Oscar-worthy of a performance? And then does Garnett have a future in acting?
I don't know if, like, Garnett's future... Yes, Garnett has enough of a screen presence where he can be in more movies. It really works in this because he's playing Kevin Garnett. he has a big part in the movie, though. Like, it's not like a bit part. He's like the second biggest character in the movie, second or third biggest character in the movie. And yes, Adam Sandler's performance is definitely Oscar worthy, I would say. 855-212-4227. Back to the subject at hand. We were talking about all-time quarterbacks. Who's the QB of the all-time team? And I was really using it as a thought experiment to see if Tom Brady was the consensus one would think it is. And thus far, that hasn't been the case. Let's go to Cal in Buffalo. Cal, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Great show as always, man. Love the topic. And I just want to start off with one thing. In every other position in football, like Barry Sanders, in my opinion, greatest running back I ever saw, they don't take into consideration how many rings he's got. Randy Moss, well, he's the greatest receiver, I think. No rings. Why is only quarterback determined to be the greatest of all time because he's got more rings? Now, I'll give you this. Tom Brady is the winningest quarterback of all time. That cannot be debated. He's got six rings. Nobody can debate that. He is the winningest quarterback of all time. But there is this old adage that defense wins championships. Now, just as early as last year, Super Bowl, they hold that Rams team to 3 points in the Super Bowl. Three. I don't care what quarterback you put in to the Super Bowl with that Patriot team. They're going to win that Super Bowl when the other team only scores 3 points. Belichick is one of the undisputable, in my opinion, the greatest defensive coach ever. And let's go back to 2002 with the Rams, the greatest show on turf, right? Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer. Great team. That Patriots defense held them to 17 points. Okay? Now, the whole thing is, football is the greatest team sport there is. You got 22 guys starting and 53 total guys that you got to mesh together and create a winning dynasty like the Patriots. That's great. But Tom Brady, in my personal opinion, you put Peyton Manning in with any of the whole same exact time frame with Belichick, Peyton Manning would probably have, he'd be 9-for-9 in those Super Bowls instead of 6-for-9.
Here's my counter to that, right? Like, and I'm not saying, okay. Wait, hold on. I'm not saying it's wrong. Because I think the argument for Peyton Manning over Brady is you took Manning off the Colts, you saw what happened. You put Manning on the Broncos, you saw what happened. But I could counter and say that Manning and Belichick may not have worked together as well as Brady and Belichick because Manning was so controlling of everything that perhaps he wouldn't have commanded the offense the same way Brady did. I think of Brady more as like, you know, the one who is just piloting it while Manning needed to build the ship as well?
Okay, that's a great argument. And you know what? That's a great hypothesis. And I'm not even going to dispute that because nobody knows. But my whole, where I'm coming from is, I mean, winning as quarterback, yes, Tom Brady. Obviously, the trophies, not a problem. But I'm talking like, I'm just talking athletic ability. And, I mean, Tom was clutch as heck. Don't get me wrong. He led how many, you know, the first Super Bowl, he led that drive all the way down. Vinatieri kicks the field goal, they win. Great clutch guy. He won't beat himself. He, you know, just amazing leader, awesome guy. But he's just pure quarterback ability, athleticism, running, throwing, everything. I mean, Dan Marino, better passer. I mean, we can go on and on. Leadership, Roger Staubach. I mean, nobody gives Bradshaw any credit whatsoever. He's 4-0 in four Super Bowls. Why? Because they had that Iron Curtain defense. It's probably one of the best ever. So it's a team sport. So to categorize one quarterback the best ever, I mean, he was in the best organization and the best defensive coach, Belichick, that's for sure. And Tom, he managed it well. But as far as just like pure quarterback athleticism, I mean, escapability, you want to go Tarkenton. How about Elway? Taking five teams to the Super Bowl, three of them shouldn't even have been there because they had no defense. So who overachieved or underachieved? I think it's debatable, but I just think there's like, I think Elway in the same deep offense, Tarkenton. I mean, there's like five guys that I think athletically and we could outplay Brady at quarterback. It's just that he was in a better organization, man. And the cheating does go along with it too. Don't you think, Ryan?
Robin, yeah, but I think it factors in. I don't know how many times that's happened to me over the years. But clearly you don't think Brady is the best, and you went with a lot of different reasons. I think there are arguments to be made. One of them is, again, number one argument against Brady is the circumstances he's been in. And then number two is the cheating. There's also an easy argument to be made in favor of Brady, which is just the resume. Let's go to Nick in Dallas. Nick, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Love the show.
Thank you.
Let me just keep this short and simple. The guy, last guy was talking about Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw had Lynn Swann, you know, all these guys. Joe Montana had, you know, he had Jerry Rice. I mean, come on. Who has Tom Brady had? Tom Brady's been clutch. He threw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl that they lost.
Well, I mean, he did have Randy Moss for a bit, and he had Rob Gronkowski later in his career.
Yeah, but I understand that, but Tom Brady's been consistent with what he's doing.
And Julian Edelman's a heck of a receiver.
Yeah, he is. But besides that, I mean, at the end of the day, Tom Brady is the best. I mean, from what he's just done, you know, he's been consistent, even with the teams they had. They make the playoffs every year. I understand the year in 2009 when he got hurt, but they still had a winning record. They should have made the playoffs that year. And, yeah, you can throw Bill Belichick in on the equation as being the best head coach. But, I mean, just from what Tom Brady has done, he's the best quarterback of all time. And that's all I wanted to say. And I appreciate it.
I'm surprised there haven't been more calls like that, to be honest, because it is an easy argument to make. Warrior in the Sierra Mountains. Warrior, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, the caller before last, I'm going to have to agree with him.
Wait, is that your name? Is your name Warrior?
That is correct. I am Warrior.
That's pretty cool.
But the Warrior appreciates you. But I agree with your caller before last. You could go on and on. But, hey, listen, you look at this and you look at greatness, and the same guys that say, you know, Tom Brady was cheating are the same sports reporters that have their pants down around the middle of their butt, weighing about 52 pounds, overweight, trying to get a free buffet, that say that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Listen, I grew up a San Francisco 49er
fan. Can I pause for a second? I believe that both Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens belong in the Hall of Fame. I'm not 50 pounds overweight, and I also think that Tom Brady, you know, did cheat. You know, whether it was a huge deal or not, he did cheat.
Well, what team took steroids? How are we going to break down? What are we going to define cheating as? But listen, growing up, I watched the Niners win many a championship as a young adult amid different countries, and it was great to check back on. But you look at Joe Montana, talent-wise, if you're just going to athletic ability, then, you know, Steve Young could have won three of those championships. Joe Montana didn't have anybody that first year that they won. I think Earl Cooper was their back that led the team in receiving. But at the end of the day, if you ask the Warrior what he thinks, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Doesn't matter what coach he has, because we heard the same thing about Bill Walsh. He's absolutely the best quarterback. He's not the most athletic. He doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not the best runner. But all in all, that's the guy that the Warrior wants, leading him to a championship. I appreciate the call. And what's your first name here? Robin, right?
Yeah, yeah. So are you the Warrior, or are you just Warrior?
You know, well, you and I are friends. The would be like a first name. So you can call me a Warrior, like we're hanging out in the locker room or something. You don't have to call me by my first name.
So Warrior is your last name?
The Warrior is the name that's on my ID card, not a first name, not a last name, but just the name Warrior.
Interesting. All right, cool. Brian in California. Brian, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Brian?
Mr. Lundberg, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
So I want to argue the difference between greatest and best.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, greatest is you took the advantage of your situation the most out of your position. So you can't argue against Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Six rings. You know, how many times has he been the postseason? Best quarterback is still Joe Montana, just based on how he played. If you had even filled both ways, Joe Montana. But greatest of all time, Brady, you can't argue it.
I mean, it is a difficult argument to have. CJ in Knoxville, Tennessee. CJ, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, great show. Good morning.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. I agree with the guy before, short and sweet, but some points that you have, I hate to be the guy that have the cliche, oh, man, you know, the numbers don't lie. Well, I look at the totality of the situation. Sure, it was a great situation. Sure, he had a great coach. Sure, he had decent players sometimes. You know, he didn't have no steel curtain. We can both agree on that. But the facts are the facts. He did the best when the time was on. You don't hear people saying, and I'm just throwing this out there, don't hang me. You don't hear people saying, oh, well, Michael Jordan was only the best because of the players around him, the coach he has, you know? And you know, okay, maybe you do hear a couple people say that, but listen, Tom Brady is the best quarterback ever, not because of the numbers, but because of the totality of the situation and game managers, touchdowns, rings. I think if he wins one more, Tom Brady is pushing for the most success as an athlete and the most impact as an athlete ever.
I don't even know if he has to win anymore. He's already there in that conversation. Kurt in Melbourne, Florida. Kurt, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, Robin, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I think you might need to retally your scores there because I think you've gotten a lot of calls lately about Tom Brady being
Brady's making a late charge. It's like real life. It's the fourth quarter and Brady's about to score.
Exactly. Because it's kind of like a dead argument at this time for Patriots fans and for anyone who, you know, can take a realistic look at it. I mean, the guy's career spanned 20 years now. You named like five offensive threats the guy's had for the last 20 years. Usually people have at least two on the team. He's done more with less than any other quarterback. He's won more playoff games by far. His record is like 75% in playoff games. He's gone to 9 Super Bowls in his career. I mean, this is a false argument. I mean, come on, it's Tom Brady by far. There are some other excellent quarterbacks, and I would probably put, couple people like Joe Montana maybe has some better skills and things like that, but Tom Brady is the greatest of all time quarterback. Time management, someone didn't say anything.
Look,
about
I mean,
that.
It's probably a fitting last word on this conversation because he is likely the answer. Getting to the college football playoffs coming up next. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.